Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Kitchen Garden offers down-to-earth advice from the finest minds in gardening to make sure you get the tastiest produce from your plot. Packed every month with hints and tips on growing your own fruit and veg, it's perfect for beginners and experts alike.
We have 7 different offers available exclusive to our podcast listeners, so there's something for every budget. And don't forget that all subscribers are eligible to sign in to our Subs Club on the Kitchen Garden website.
So go to www.classicmagazines.co.uk/KG229 for all the details.
Jobs for the month. Tasks for your vegetable patch in January by Martin Fish. 10-minute jobs. Stock up on fertilisers. Before spring, check what dried fertilisers you have in the shed, such as Growmore, pellets, blood, fish and bone, and work out if you'll have enough for the coming season. If not, get stocked up, so that come the growing season, you'll be prepared. Order seed potatoes. If you buy your seed potatoes by mail order, get your order in as soon as possible to make sure you can get the varieties that you want. Alternatively, if you buy from a local garden centre or nursery, give them a call to ask when they'll be in. Pick kale leaves. One of the hardiest of winter veg is the Tuscan or black kale. It's a very tasty leaf vegetable and is packed full of goodness. Picking it is very simple and it only takes a few minutes to pull off enough leaves for a meal. Check grease bands. If you fitted grease bands around your fruit trees in autumn to prevent the wingless females of the winter moth from climbing the trunk to lay eggs, check the bands now and change for fresh bands. Or apply some fresh grease if they are drying out. On the vegetable patch. Sowing onions, step by step. Step 1. For good germination, use either a John Innes compost or mix half and half John Innes and a decent quality multipurpose. Overfill the tray with compost. Strike it off level with the top of the tray and then use a presser board to gently firm the compost down about 10 millimetres or half an inch from the top of the tray. What we want is a level, even, lightly firmed surface. Step 2. Even sowing, not too thickly, is very important to get an even batch of quality seedlings that will all grow at the same rate. I prefer to sow the seed straight from the packet, sowing evenly across the whole surface. Onion seeds are black and angular and difficult to see on the compost. But if you get down low and look across the compost, you can see them. Step 3. Covering is just as important, and whatever you use, it needs to be an even thickness. If using compost, use a fine sieve and cover with around 5 millimetres or a quarter of an inch of compost. Alternatively, use vermiculite, which is very easy to spread over the seeds. It's very good at maintaining moisture around the seeds while they are germinating, and the seedlings can push through without any problems. Remove dead leaves from leeks. Leeks are a great winter vegetable to grow in the garden, and it's possible to have them in season from October through until May. Generally speaking, they're fairly easy to grow, and being hardy, they can remain outside in the garden all winter. At this time of the year, when the leeks are ready to harvest, it's natural for the lower leaves to shrivel, either as a result of lack of light or fungal infection similar to grey mould. Although not harmful to the main plant, it's a good idea to clear the old leaves from around the plants and dispose of them. This helps keep the leaves healthy and prevents diseases spreading. Purple sprouting broccoli. One vegetable we always look forward to in March and April is purple sprouting broccoli. The tasty heads are full of flavour and come at a time when other winter veg is coming to an end, making them very welcome. From sowing to harvesting is almost a year, but as far as I'm concerned, it's worth the wait. The plants can grow to be tall, and very often they get top-heavy and topple over and lay along the ground. To give them some support and keep them upright, use short, stout canes pushed into the soil at the side of the plants and tie them securely with soft string. Notching stepovers. At the end of each bed in my veg plot, I'm growing a stepover apple tree. They're all growing well, but on one of the trees there is a section of bare stem without any side branches and spurs. To encourage new growth in spring, I'm using an old method called notching, which involves taking out a sliver of wood immediately above a dormant bud. This is done with a small, sharp knife, and you need to completely remove a thin sliver of bark down to the hard wood below. This alters the flow of sap along the branch by diverting it to the bud, which will helpfully grow and form a new side shoot. It's an old technique that was often used by fruit growers when training fruit. The other form is known as nicking, and is where the sliver is removed below a bud to encourage fruit buds to develop. Prune red currants. Red and white currants can be summer and winter pruned. The aim when pruning is to develop an open framework of old wood from which grow lots of side shoots. The growth made last summer can be shortened to form short fruiting spurs along the older stems. Any congested growth can also be thinned out slightly and tall vertical shoots reduced to keep the shrub in hand. Apple tree pruning. Continue to prune apple trees, but don't get carried away and prune out too much wood, as this will simply encourage even more strong new growth in spring. Winter pruning should be structural to develop a good framework. Any crossing branches can be removed, and if the centre of the tree is congested, thin it out a little. Tall vertical growth can be reduced to a lower, sideways growing branch. Rotation system. I'm a great believer in crop rotation and practice it rigidly on my own plot. There are many benefits, and it can certainly help to prevent a build-up of pests and diseases in the soil. With my rotation, each plot is composted or manured every other year, which keeps the soil in good condition. I use a 4-year rotation that consists of 4 beds, but if growing on a large plot or allotment, you can divide the area into 4 sections. My beds are used to grow legumes, root crops, onions and brassicas, and the crops rotate clockwise a bed each year, meaning it's 4 years before the same crops are grown in that bed again. For crops that don't fit into my rotation, such as salads, courgettes and sweet corn, I simply plant them in one of the other beds where there is a space. The brassica bed follows on from legumes, and they can take advantage of the nitrogen-fixing nodules left in the soil from peas and beans. The bed is dug over in late winter with no added compost or manure. After digging, garden lime is applied to maintain alkaline conditions and allowed to wash in naturally. General fertiliser, such as Growmore or Blood, Fish and Bone, is applied before planting. Onions, including garlic, shallots and leeks, follow on from the brassicas and take advantage of the lime residue. This bed is composted or manured when it's dug, and in spring it receives a dressing of general fertiliser to give the onions a good start. Root vegetables such as early potatoes, carrots, parsnips follow on from the onion bed. The soil is dug over in winter and left until spring when it's raked down and general fertiliser is applied a week or so before sowing or planting. No compost or manure is used in this bed. The legume bed where I grow peas and beans follows roots and is dug in late winter, composted or manured, and fertiliser is applied in spring to supply additional nutrients. Do it now. Carry on digging the veg plot when conditions are suitable. The golden rule is never dig in very wet conditions, as it puddles the ground or when it is frozen solid. As the new seed catalogues arrive, spend a little time looking through them and decide what varieties you want to grow this year and get them ordered as soon as possible. Check vegetables and fruit in store, as by this time of the year some of them will be starting to show signs of rot. Any that are spoiling need removing or using straight away. On wet days when you can't garden, give the shed a good sweep out and clean your tools to get them ready for spring. Cold frames that are used to cover winter plants, or that will be needed in spring, can be given a good wash down to clean the glass and wash off algae. Sow now. Onions, lettuce and salad leaves, broad beans, all under cover in heat. Plant now. Soft fruit bushes, cane fruit and fruit trees, garlic in pots, rhubarb. Harvest. Brussels sprouts, kale, savoy, winter cabbage, leeks, winter cauliflower, celeriac, chard, swede, Jerusalem artichokes, spinach and parsnips. In store. Apples, pears, potatoes, beetroot, carrots, squash, pumpkin, onions, and shallots.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.